Hello again and welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled Sweet Again, and it was written by Marvin Williams. Russian wedding customs are filled with beauty and significance. One such custom takes place during the reception as the toastmaster proposes a toast in honor of the couple. Everyone takes a sip from their raised glass and then shouts, "Gorko, Gorko," meaning bitter, bitter. When the guests shout that word, the newlyweds must rise and kiss each other in order to make the drink sweet again. Isaiah prophesies that the bitter drink of desolation, ruin, and the curse upon the earth will give way to the sweet hope of a new heaven and new earth. God will prepare a feast of rich foods and the finest and sweetest of drinks. It will be a banquet of continual blessing, fruitfulness, and provision for all people. There's more. Under the sovereign reign of the righteous King, death is swallowed up. Bitter tears are wiped away, and the shroud of disgrace is removed. And his people will rejoice because the one they trusted in and waited for will bring salvation and turn the bitter cup of life sweet again. One day, we'll be together with Jesus at the wedding supper of the Lamb, when he welcomes his bride, the church, home. The promise of Isaiah 25 will be fulfilled. The life once bitter will be made sweet again. Here's another encouraging word for you to sow deep within your heart today from the book of Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 9. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, the fortified town a ruin, the foreigner's stronghold a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will honor you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert. You silenced the uproar of foreigners. As heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud, so the song of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him." Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm reminded of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 that says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." And help us cling to that, Lord. In times such as these, of restlessness, instability, and uncertainty, as followers of Christ, we know where we can find true rest, peace, and joy. And though it's difficult to believe you'll make what is bitter sweet again, help us to put our hope in you and you alone. And may we resist the temptation to just simply put our lives in cruise control through all these difficulties and not profit from them. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.